You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Deda Meelan, Lullaby, featuring Nangiko and Church, who we've got on the line. Kia ora, Church. How are you today?
I'm good, Rachel. How are we?
Good. It's nice to chat to you. It's been a wee while, and you've been busy. We've got not only this wonderful track which you feature on, but a brand new Church and AP song called Church on a Sunday. How are you feeling about having this one out in the world?
Very happy. This song is one that like probably means a lot more. Like, it's a lot more personal than some of the other songs we've made, and kind of documents our experience growing up and like our family experience just growing up in Auckland and things like that. So yeah, it's a cool song and it's a nice little tribute to our family.
I really enjoy this song for a whole bunch of reasons, but I think exactly what you said there, you can hear the love in it in a really big way. And I think a lot of people have been relating to it. I've seen lots of chat online from people who are like, oh, this sounds very familiar to, you know, my growing up experience. And there's just something very kind of joyful about the whole song. What was the, I guess, idea behind writing this one? Why did you decide to sit down and put this track out?
Well, we first made the song with Deda, and we were listening to a lot of the earlier songs that had come out of New Zealand in the last, like, I don't know, 20 years.
Mm.
Tracks out of, like, the Dawn Raid label, and one of the big ones that I listened to a lot growing up was Memory Lane by At Ease.
Yep.
And we kind of just like listened to it, took the sample, and as soon as Dedda flipped it, I just like, I knew what I needed to talk about.
Mm.
And it was just like on my heart to just share what it is that I experienced growing up, because it's something that's unique to this side of the world, unique to especially like the Polynesian experience, just being brown. And I feel like had it really been shared, like this sort of angle that we were taking hadn't really been shared too much in music. I just felt like let's just be authentic and talk about these things that I find really beautiful about our culture, and also like pay homage to the legends like At Ease.
I think one of the things I've always loved about, I mean, everything that you guys put out is it feels so much like, you know, it takes a village to raise a song kind of thing. You always have such a crew behind you, particularly with YKK. You're always supporting each other's projects. I mean, your feature on that Dedda track that we just listened to is super awesome. And it's really lovely the way that you all jump on each other's work. How does that happen in real time? Is it like a group chat where you're always just flicking each other ideas? Or how did the kind of, crew come together?
We sit in the studio a lot and just like play through songs. Like, it's just like a collaborative effort. And it's a lot of sitting in silence or talking about whether we like this or... I might hear a song that Albert's working on and then say, oh, yo, I have a verse for that. Or I might be working on a song and then Dead Forest is like, yo, I have a hook for that. And then we don't really try to, like, give any labels to songs, like, this is your song or this is... We figure it out at the end, like, you know, who wants this now? So we try to keep it really free so that we're always creating to the best of our ability.
I think that's such an awesome ethos to have as a group, not just like of music makers, but of friends as well. There's something really genuine about that sense of collaboration, and it produces such amazing tracks. I was thinking about Dead Forest's record, which came out, you know, at the end of last year, and I think was one of my favourite albums of last year, for sure. It's been a really fruitful time for all of you, despite the weirdness of the world that we've all been living through. What have you been working on that you're excited for? Obviously, this track is fantastic, but have you got other things on the horizon?
Yeah, there's a lot. AP is working on a project that should be released pretty soon. I have some solo work as well, but there's also a Church and AP album, Dead Forest's next singles that are about to come out are crazy, Dedda's new music. It's just like, yeah, I feel like you were saying, Rachel, like even though the world has been crazy, we've been able to develop like in the dojo, I guess, you know, practice our craft and really get good while the world's been quiet and kind of have that solace to figure out our strengths a little bit more. So yeah, there's a lot on the way. I think for us this year is just trying to let go of any like inhibitions and just be fully free and out in our own creativity.
That's awesome. That's a fantastic, I think, goal to have. It's more about just like making stuff you want to make rather than it being specifically this or specifically that. But I'm very excited to hear we've got a lot of new music on the way from you guys. You must be excited to get back to performing, though, because that's something anyone who's seen you perform, it's a very special experience. And that is something we have missed over the last couple of years. You must be pretty keen on that. Is that something on the cards as well?
Yeah, 100%. Definitely want to be able to tour the country again and also start touring internationally, like get out to Australia and then greater beyond that. But performing is for a lot of reasons something that I've dearly missed. So yeah, very excited. I think our new show that we're starting to develop is like probably the best that we've ever done, so yeah, can't wait for people to see that.
That's really exciting. How do you develop a show? Because I mean, one of the I guess the hardest things maybe is bringing music to an audience, but it also gives you so much immediate feedback. Like, you know, okay, that track really works with a crowd, or this one maybe we need to change the way that this happens so that it bounces better live. But how do you actually prep all of that when you aren't able to get out there and gig? Who is your audience at home? Do you have friends in the garage?
I think we have like a lot of people that we bounce off of. So between like the four or five of us, there's like you know, Dada will have his brothers that he plays music to, and like AP might have his missus who he plays songs to, and I'll play songs to like my boys and stuff, and then we all come back and then say like, oh well, these people like it, and then then it's also a blend between that and the songs that we actually like playing live that we can give the best energy towards, you know, because I think that also creates like a completely different atmosphere when we're actually really excited about the songs that we're playing.
Yeah.
And we can really give you that that real energy. So the final test, though, is playing it live, because we've had a lot of experiences of being like, yo, this song would be mean live. And then it's like a 90-second intro, and then you're like, oh, we probably could have got that.
Yeah, you got to learn that one sometimes the hard way, eh?
Yeah, hard out.
I think we should have a listen to the new track now. Thank you so much, Church, for chatting with us. I'm looking forward to hearing all these new exciting projects on the boil, and hopefully we'll get to see you live very soon. So take care. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Rachel. We're taking you back.
Relay, where we all began. I can't even explain, Diddy, you're about to do something. And everything is really, really. This song means a whole lot. Taking you back to a whole lot of people. Where we all began to say.
Wasn't no swearing and then thinking back to those days. Toyota Estima, we had the one with the curtain on it. Thought it was a limousine, the way we had it swerving on them blank white discs. You name it, we'll burn it on it. Wasn't no G then, I was just learning from him. This feel like riding slow so the kids can hit the sunroof. I remember standing in that shit when I was younger, feeling untouchable, like, what you gonna do? Auntie used to hand me the candy, then let us run through church on a Sunday. Head out of the window in the Odyssey. Mama yelling out to me, remind me of my modesty. Chilling with Javon, we weren't thinking about society. Thinking about killing Kitty, the wheel riot with the good that was inside of us. Reflecting for a second, bro, the hood is so inspiring. Give my people flowers, get everyone admiring. Go ahead and burn one. I need a lighter up. Until I went overboard and dialed 111 and I made a report.
try to hide, long story short, it didn't end up hiding. RKO's on the bed till it turned to real fighting. Started with one crying, then there were two. And you were lucky if all you got was the wooden spoon. But I'm blessed to have my village and crew. Feels like Ongai on a Sunday and I bless the food. Yummy, 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 yummy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.